60-year-old Agwegmuiror is busy cleaning weeds from her maize garden at Akwaeding Village, Obor County in Jonglei State. She says she's excited to be back to her village after devastating floods displaced her and destroyed her property in 2020.
When I first came here, flood water was still in some places, but I stay on the dike when the road was constructed. I came home. It is our hope that the rest will come now as long as we will continue to keep the fire burning here.
Munyoror says there is no place she finds like home and calls on the rest of her neighbors in this village to return. David Gaglul, a youth leader in Jale, says some people are slowly returning back after the 2020 devastating floods. But he says widespread insecurity in the area is undermining mass return in most parts of villages in Bor.
We have been here for 2 years and there are no longer any floods. We have farms on our lands and produced some maize last year. This year we hope to produce more. The reason why many people are not returning now is not because of floods anymore, but because of insecurity. Insecurity is a big problem. People hear daily that a person was killed here and there.
Gag says some 100 households, including 60-year-old Munyoror, have returned to the village of Akwaeding for the last 2 years. Michael Madinga Kweth, the Director for Relief and Rehabilitation Commission in Jonglei State, says aside from insecurity, lack of services is discouraging the return of displaced persons in parts of the state.
There is no clean water, there is no schools facilities, there are no health facilities, and then there is also a looming insecurity in the areas. A lot of incidents are being reported. There are also issues of hunger. The roads is not rehabilitated in some parts of Bidit and Jale and Tujis. So there is a lot of things that need to be done in that place for them to rebuild their life again.
He says the South Sudan Relief and Rehabilitation Commission is working with partners to help people who are willing to return and settle in their villages. Akech Dengdit, the Jonglei State Deputy Governor, says the police are poorly equipped and cannot provide security in some parts of Jonglei State.
For us, we receive them. For us, we come and deploy them. Who is doing what? Who is in the payroll that said is in Jonglei is what we question the police commissioner. Where are these people in your payroll? Why are we not seeing them? This is what we have been asking even during my time when I was commissioner in Duke. You go and see people in payroll, but you don't see them. Even before you say they don't have guns, where are they? You just find the name, but where are the people?
He says widespread disarmament in Jonglei State could address insecurity in some parts of the state. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Bor.